The Jewish holiday of Passover starts this coming Monday night, and a guaranteed dish on the Seder menu will be the cracker-like unleavened bread called matzah. A lot of it is baked right here in Manhattan in the Streitz Matzah Factory on the Lower East Side. Sarah Kate Kramer visited Streitz for this week's Niche Market, WNYC's weekly series on specialty stores.
Walk into Streitz Bakery on Rivington Street, and it smells like baking baguettes. But at Streitz, it's the aroma of matzah. The bread of affliction.
They left from slavery. They did not have time to bake their bread, so they just took flour and water, they put it on their shoulders, went into the desert, and the sun baked it, and it, you know, just became matzahs.
Rabbi Meir Kirshner is the mashgiach, or supervising rabbi at Streitz Factory. He's telling the biblical story of the Exodus from Egypt, which led to the commandment for Jews to eat matzah during Passover.
This machine over here that the matzah gets formed on is from 1939.
The matzah at Streitz is baked in the original 72-foot-long oven that Alan Adler's great-grandfather built. Adler now runs the family business selling 8 million boxes of matzah a year and other kosher foods with two of his cousins. Adler says his secret is the method and the location.
We have a convection oven. Most bakery ovens are direct fire. We have New York City water, which is supposedly the best for matzah bagels and pizzas.
Staying in New York City, and especially the Lower East Side, has been a priority for the family since they opened in 1925. They have 40 employees at the factory and about 40 more in a warehouse in New Jersey. The factory makes 11 different types of matzah all year round, but Passover is their big season. That's when they pump out around 2.5 million boxes of kosher for Passover matzah, which is made out of only flour and water, and must be unleavened. That means everything has to be mixed and baked in 18 minutes and supervised by a rabbi. At the factory, a timer goes off every 15 minutes, which signals the rabbis to start cleaning one mixer and making dough in the other.
Back and forth all day, every 15 minutes, so no old dough gets into the new dough that's being used for the matzahs.
There's a small retail store attached to the factory where a box of matzah goes for $2. These days, most of Streitz's business is wholesale to supermarkets across the country and Canada. But in the weeks before Passover, loyal customers do come by to stock up on matzah and other items for the holiday.
Chocolate-covered matzahs, those are amazing. I love that.
Ziona Greenwald, who was born and raised on the Lower East Side, comes to Streitz every year.
I got the potato starch. I'll probably get a box of matzahs. I don't do all my shopping here, but you do get good prices and good stuff. So I come here for a few things. It's like this little secret that not everybody knows about, you know.
For WNYC, I'm Sarah Kate Kramer.
For photos and a video of Streitz Matzah Factory, go to WNYC.org. And while you're there, leave a suggestion for a future niche market.